And me this week, I decorated my mantle and it looks so great. It has white lights and greenery and pine cones and angels and it looks so pretty. And I have a wreath on my front door and poinsettias on the front porch and this really great reindeer that's about this tall that's kind of made out of grassy stuff so he looks like he's furry. And we decorated the Christmas tree Friday night and it's so beautiful and it looks so pretty and it's so fun to sit in there and look at the tree. And so it's like these holidays at this time, it can be so much fun because there's so many things to do. And at the same time, it can be totally overwhelming because there's so many things to do, yes? We get so busy and sometimes have so many obligations and so many things we think that we should do that it can be overwhelming. We can get overcommitted and overwhelmed, and in turn, it just ends up feeling really exhausting and not much fun at all. And then on top of that, if we're not so busy doing, what happens also is we're busy thinking about or worrying about the next thing on our list that needs to get done, the next present to wrap, the next present that we haven't bought, the next thing that we have to do, that we end up not really even being in the present moment, which means we aren't in the joy of the moment, not really present with the people that we are with that we love, or present to the beauty of the decorations and the tree and all and the music and all the lovely things that are going on around us. Amit Ray, who is an Indian author and spiritual master, says, "If you want to conquer the anxiety of life, live in the moment." When we're so busy worrying about getting those things checked off our list, we're not living in the moment, and therefore we're not open and available to the joy that is available to us. And so these holidays, these are the holidays, and these are the holy days. But when we get so distracted and we get so busy and we get in such a frenzy, what happens is they don't end up feeling very holy or very sacred to us. And when I say the word holy or the word sacred, I'm not talking about something that is prescribed from some religion. I'm talking about they don't feel very spiritually fulfilling. When we get so busy and in a frenzy and distracted, they don't end up feeling like they feed our soul, like they feed our spirit, like they nurture or give room for our divine self to be present. Because when we're in our head, we're not in our spirit. When we're in our spirit, it takes slowing down and being present and being with ourselves and with what's going on. As spiritual beings, we long to experience the sacredness of these holidays. We long to experience the sacred one that is at the very center of these holidays, at this magical time of year, because it has the potential to be so magical. We long to experience that. And so, on top of all those things that we have that list of things to do, we also have family obligations and family plans and just to deal with the dynamics of our families, which sometimes can feel overwhelming and we can sometimes feel resistance to also. I saw a post on Facebook recently that said, "My mother asked me what my plans for the holidays were. And when I responded, 'Have three margaritas before you arrive,' wasn't really what she was looking for in my answer." It can all feel so overwhelming because we get so busy and there's so many things going on. But we long to experience the sacredness of the holidays and that sacred one that is at the center of every single moment of our lives and that is so beautifully and profoundly at the center of this holiday season. And we experience that sacred one as love, as the love that we feel for the people that we care about and that we want to spend time with, the love for our family and our friends. We experience that sacred one as peace when we finally get out of our heads and slow down enough. We experience the sacred as joy, the joy that is so readily available through this holiday season. We experience the sacred as that connection that we feel with everyone and everything when we get centered in ourselves. We experience it as oneness. We experience it as something subtle that moves and that we feel inside of us that I can't name and that you can't name, but you know what it feels like. That's what we want to experience at the center of these holidays, that thing that's stirred. And so we experience the sacredness of these holidays, the sacredness of this season, the sacred one in this season, when we create space for it. We experience the sacred when we set the intention for these holidays to be sacred. We experience the sacred when we set time aside to not be busy. When we step out of obligations and shoulds, and the things that our culture tells us we should be doing, or the things that our family tells us that we should be doing, the things that we may not want to do. When we step out of doing those things that we don't want to do, and the things that are not in alignment with our spiritual values, when we step out of that stuff, we give ourselves the opportunity to experience the sacred in the midst of these holidays. And we want the holidays to be meaningful. Yes? We want them to feel fulfilling, to feel full, and to feel rich, and to feel satisfying. But when we're overly busy and overly obligated, we don't have that experience. It doesn't feel sacred and holy and rich and full to us. And so the title of my talk today is All is Calm, All is Bright. And I'm talking about that we make these holidays sacred and joy-filled and holy by being present in the moment. We make them sacred and holy by consciously choosing what we do and what we don't do, what we want to participate in and what we don't want to participate in. We make them sacred by listening within and being inner-directed instead of outer-directed by society telling us what are all the things that we need to do because it's the holidays. By practicing mindfulness, being conscious of our choices and consciously making those choices. We make them sacred by taking time to unplug and to just be. To be with ourselves, to be present in ourselves, in the silence of our own being. And as we do that, to revel in that divine presence that is always right here. But it takes slowing down and stopping and unplugging with intention to experience that. It becomes sacred when we're open to the beauty, open and available and seeing the beauty that's all around us and experiencing it, experiencing the sacred that's at the center of all of it. And so this reminds me of the Christmas story. And the Christmas story says this. It says that Joseph and Mary, who was filled with child, went to the town of Bethlehem to register for the census, where the baby Jesus was born. Amidst the noise and the busyness and the clamor and all of the people in the city and all the hubbub and all the chaos, they found room to stay and to retire and to retreat, to slip away in the quiet and the stillness and the simplicity of the manger. And it was there that the Christ was born. It was there in the stillness, away from the clamor and the hubbub, in the silence that the Holy One was revealed. The Holy One was made real. That the divine revealed itself within the human. We have the clamor and the chaos of Bethlehem within us, and we also have the quiet of the manger within us, in our hearts and in our minds. And so in metaphysics, we teach that the Christ, that term the Christ, that was so magnificently and fully orbed in the man Jesus, is actually the term the Christ is about the birth of Christ consciousness within humanity. And Jesus was the one that made that available and present and active, the first one. That Christ consciousness is about an awakening to the realization and the reality that God is right here in the midst of every single one of us. That's the realization that Jesus had. That is how healing happened. The realization that the presence of the Infinite One is fully present in every single moment, everywhere that we are. And so Christ consciousness is about the awakening to that realization of oneness, the realization that God is omnipresent at the center of every moment. Ernest Holmes, who is the founder of this philosophy, defines the word Christ as spirit's idea of itself, fully manifest. That Christ is God's own self-knowingness. That's what the term the Christ means. And so when we remove ourselves from the clamor and the chaos of this season, instead we enter the manger of our own spirit, the manger of our own very inner beingness and that quiet within us. When we unplug and allow ourselves to be, we discover that Christ light inside of us. We discover the Christ qualities inside of us, those qualities of peace and love and joy. We discover the fullness of being. And what happens as we sit in that presence, in that silence of our own being, and feel that, the peace and the love and the wholeness and the joy, it shifts what's going on around us. And it shifts what we seek to do and what we seek to spend our time doing and where we put our focus and where we put our energy, because it changes the priorities of our values. We realize, this is what I've been longing for. This is what the holidays are about, being in this energy of peace and love and connection and oneness and joy and gratitude and givingness of spirit and of heart. So it changes what we do, and it changes what we put on our list to do, and it changes our inner experience. It reminds us of what's really important to us. And when we revel in that love and that peace and the truth of our interconnectedness with everyone and everything, we seek to experience that even more instead of the busyness of the things that we may not really be wanting to do. So I think we begin shifting the holidays for ourselves just by recognizing that they are our holidays, not someone else's. This is our holiday season. And we remember that the holidays are here as an opportunity to experience the sacred. They're here as an opportunity for us to experience the divine that is so beautifully present. The holidays are here for us to have an experience of our own spirit and to bring that into the world. They're here as an opportunity for us to give birth to love. They're here as an opportunity for us to give birth to peace. They are here as an opportunity for us to give birth to the truth of oneness and to bring heaven to earth. Rocco Errico, who is a biblical scholar using the original Aramaic text, says, "Jesus, the Christed One, came to awaken every human heart's potential and capacity to manifest the rich spiritual dimensions of heaven on earth. The purpose of Christ in us, then, is not only for self-realization, but for the manifestation of the kingdom of heaven wherever we may be." The purpose of the Christ presence in us is for us to manifest heaven wherever we may be. But it doesn't happen when we're rushing around. It takes getting quiet and being still with intention. So in order to bring heaven to earth, we must spend time in that manger of our own beingness, in the manger of our own spirit. We must take time to be quiet and to listen for our inner direction. What's important? What's valuable? What is it that would bring us joy? What is it that would bring more love into our moments at Christmas time? It takes letting go of the shoulds and the oughts, and instead just taking time to be in our beingness. And so I have a couple of questions for you. And if you'd like, you can close your eyes. One of my questions is, what is it that you are doing out of obligation instead of joy at these holidays? What are you doing out of obligation instead of joy? What are you doing that you would rather not do? What are you doing that is not in alignment with your spiritual values? Is it going to a work party that you don't really want to go to? Or giving gifts out of obligation? What can you take off your plate that is keeping you from experiencing these holidays as sacred? What can you take off your plate? And my second question is, what would you like to do that would feel sacred? What would you like to do during this holiday season that would feel joyful? What is it that you would like to do during these holy days that would feel deeply satisfying to you? Is it spending time with friends? Is it making handmade cards or gifts that come from your heart? Is it attending a candlelighting ceremony? Is it watching Charlie Brown's Christmas on TV? I invite you to open your eyes. You're being invited to do that by your own spirit. I know for me, I long to sit in front of my Christmas tree with the lights on the tree and all the rest of the lights off in the house, and to just get to sit there and do nothing and look at how beautiful that tree is and all of those decorations that I've been collecting my whole entire life and some that I got when I was a kid, and how special all of that is. I long to listen to beautiful Christmas music and to sing along. Those things fill me up with that holiday spirit and make it feel satisfying and rich and full to me. And so my invitation to you this week is to set the intention of what you want these holidays to be for you, to set the intention of how you want to spend your time and where you want to place your focus. Step out of obligations and shoulds. No one really cares. No one really cares. If they don't get that gift, or you didn't get they didn't get what you thought was going to be the perfect thing, or whatever those obligations feel like, no one really cares if you show up at the work party. Take time daily, every day, take some time to do nothing. That doesn't mean check your emails and return phone calls while you're sitting on the couch. It means not having an electronic device in front of you. It means just sitting and being and enjoying yourself and enjoying something about the holidays. Relish in the beautiful and unique sights and sounds that we only get to have this time of year. It's so special. Do what is joyful. And be mindful and listen within to your inner values, your spirit. What does it value? And choose to make these holidays sacred. Make them sacred for you and meaningful, and do what is spiritually fulfilling. And as a result, you will be saying, all is calm and all is bright. And so blessings to you at this holiday season. May it be joy-filled and rich and fulfilling and sacred for you and your heart and your spirit. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I take my attention right now and I recognize that infinite presence of spirit that is right here. That infinite one that fills this room. That fills all of time and all of space with its beingness. With its love and its light and its perfection and its wholeness and its magnificence and its beauty. That this is the presence that we live in. This is the presence that we walk in and that is everywhere that we go, simply awaiting our recognition of it. Love and light and beauty and joy. This is that infinite one unfolding itself all around us. And so today there is an invitation from our very own spirits, our very own souls, to open our eyes and to recognize that light that is everywhere present, to recognize the Christ that is right here at the center of our being, that Christ light that is manifesting itself and unfolding itself so beautifully through this holiday season. Through the love that is shared, through the connections of everyone, through the peace that we find within our own hearts and souls. That presence is being born and is unfolding itself through us this holiday season in a way that is so beautiful and that is so meaningful. And so I know today, in this moment, and in every moment, we are indeed guided and led and carried on this path. And so today, as we listen within to what is important to us, I know that things unfold beautifully and everything gets done that needs to be done and everything that doesn't really need to be done. Its importance simply dissipates in our thinking. And in its stead, we stand in joy. And we stand in love, and we stand in celebration of life. And so it is with a grateful heart that I release this prayer into that infinite law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself right now in a blessing that is so profound and that is so rich that we are lifted and that we are fed. and that we simply rest in this. And so I release this prayer, and I say, thank you, God, and so it is.